last weekend didn't help things. The difficulty with the lack of funding, and now we understand the OPW are dealing with it with coastal erosion. Particularly Nice, where a road is under, and the same as Leaver Road eventually will be under pressure. And in the Scone, all along the coast and in the Scone, we have, I said, the acres of land have disappeared over the last 10 years or more. Government priority in the coastal erosion areas around cities and towns, and the rural areas have been totally neglected, and no funding has been made available in the last 10 years of any sort in counties in West Sligo to alleviate coastal erosion. And it's very, very worrying. I hope the new government now will make it a priority. But so far, over the last decade, it's gone. All the coastlines have been eroded away. Farmers' land has been taken away. Roads have been under threat, and sand dunes here in the Scone are under threat, but very little action from central government, and it's very regrettable. Heretofore, the funding was 70% funded by department and 25% by local government, but that seems to have been very, very little funding made available, and all you will hear is reports after report and consultants after consultants, but no action on the ground to deal with the issue.
Councillor Crean, we all know the natural beauty of areas like Eastgee, like Enniscrone, in the West Sligo area in particular, is well renowned throughout Ireland and throughout the world, in fact. And unfortunately, these areas seem to be under more and more threat as the years go on.
Absolutely. You know, the damage has happened over the last 10 years, and now because of climate change, it is only going to get worse. And there has to be some plan put in place to try and deal with this issue once for all. We know we can. We know it's going to be very expensive. There seems to be now a case in Dublin where we just let the land and let the roads go away. But that's not acceptable to us people here in rural Ireland. But it's an issue that I would hope that the new government, whoever it'll be, and whenever they get formed, will take it seriously and deal with the pressing issue here in our West Sligo area.